prospect of women actually driving Formula One cars?
Oh, I think if a woman is good enough to do it, I think certainly she should.
But is she? Is there anybody?
I reckon there could be.
Yeah.
I mean, there had been that Lyn St John, for instance, at Indianapolis, who qualified faster than Nigel, if you remember.
I also saw her cause a huge accident a year or so ago, which I think ended the career of Danny Sullivan or somebody.
Really?
That seemed like it was her fault. But
yes,
not
but
that we're passing judgment.
But listen, we've seen a lot of fairly high up Formula One drivers cause accidents too.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, Eddie, who drove so well, for instance, in Argentina, no doubt he did a terrific race. Eddie Irvine, yeah. And he did a great race in Argentina, I must say. He really did. He deserved to be second and so on. But we've seen him do some pretty stupid things before now.
Sure. Do you think that there is any physical drawback, for want of a better word, for a woman in driving a Formula One car?
No,
I think a
woman can have the stamina, the strength. I think the one thing probably that is most difficult for them is the mental strength of the mental strain rather than the physical.
Of course, a lot of women would argue they're stronger than blokes in that department.
No, I think women can stand pain better than men.
Really?
Oh yes, I do. I think
it's personal experience you're talking from still.
Well, you know how it is. There's more men. But I have a great respect for women. Actually, I must say.
Me too.
After all, I'm on my third marriage, so I've learned a bit.
I mean, I think they're strong enough. I mean, my wife's built like one of those Russian shot putters. You know, she looks like an East European hammer thrower. She'd be not sure she'd get a fat ass in the car, but she'd certainly be able to drive it. She's got the strength to do it.
But has she? It's the mental thing. I think really when the chips are really down, I think the mental strain is enormous. Actually,
really.
Yeah.
Now I'd go the other way. I'd say that when the chips are down, and the strain. I actually find the women are stronger when the chips are down. I'd rather be stranded on a desert island with a woman than a man.
Oh, so would I. We're not talking about that. What about concentration?
That one, didn't I?
Can women concentrate as well as men? I don't know, because that's a very important thing in racing.
Mm.
And I just don't know. I mean, I'm not really qualified to say, but I would have thought that there must be something which is more mental than physical, like concentration or something. Because I think women certainly have the ability to drive. My sister was a terrific driver.
Of course.
Still is, I
think. And Pat Moss, a famous rally driver.
Yeah.
I think also a truck driver as well.
She also, yes, she does drive a truck. She drives, well, a
I
truck.
Do my research,
she wouldn't like to call a truck. It's
no,
a horse box, really. But yes, she's very
competent. It's an HGV.
It's
not a Ford Anglia.
But you see, driving an HGV requires a certain skill.
Yes.
It doesn't require any brawn.
Right.
You know, I mean, because now they're so beautiful to drive these trucks.
Sure. Yeah. Well, we're back in familiar territory, the centre of London, smack bang in the centre of London. Not too many people live around here, but the bloke sitting next to me does. Sterling Moss, of course, our old friend and a regular on the programme. Sterling, since we talked last, the Formula One season has started, had a few races so far. What's the verdict to date?
Yeah, no, I think we've seen, up till now, we've seen quite an interesting race. Particularly, of course, in Argentina. I think that the Stewarts have done a lot better than I thought they would. I think he's got together very much better than anybody thought of that early, I think. I think that poor old Damon is still trying hard. I think the great thing for Damon is I think he's got a very good backing, I think, because Walkinshaw's a winner, without a doubt. And I think that Damon is much more relaxed. I mean, if you see Damon and hear what he's got to say, he's very much more relaxed, even though he isn't being successful yet.
Isn't that because it's all over for Damon and
he's
just sitting
back
and counting the money?
Sure. Yeah, but the point is that I think that when the pressure's off him, now we can see his father's type of personality coming forward, which is good because there's no doubt that Damon was nothing like his father, nothing like the sparkle his father had. And I think now he's beginning to get that sparkle. He's making some very good remarks. I mean, you didn't see this on television, but the Clive James show, which was on TV, of course, was recorded. And Clive turned to the drivers and said, "You must admit, all of you, as a group, that really the man to beat is Schumacher. All of those who agree, put their hands up." Well, nobody did, which was pretty bad. But anyway, he then turned to Damon, you see, and he said, "Well, what do you think makes him so great, Damon?" Damon said, $20 million, which was a good remark, you know. But of course, he couldn't show it. It wasn't on the show because it wasn't that bit was out. But
it's funny. We started off by saying we were going to talk about the season, and the magazines are doing it, the newspapers are doing it. Everybody's still focusing on Damon. To put it into context, during the first three races of the season, at least, he hadn't even finished a race.